Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast, Season 6.5. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Why Season 6.5? Because this month, during the month of July, my fellow Americans, I'm going to help you with one tip each and every day to help you save money on your prescription drugs. This mini-series for Season 6.5 is entitled Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs. Hey everybody, Erin Albert back for another episode of Red, Blue, and You, Ways to Save on Your Prescription Drugs right here in the U.S. of A. Hey, before we get into today's episode, wanted to give you a heads up. Last week over at CostPlusDrugs.com, or Mark Cuban CostPlus Drugs, we lowered the price on 10 prescription drugs and added another 100 NDCs or SKUs. Go on over to CostPlusDrugs.com and check it out. See if your drug is there or if your drug is there and the price went down. Today is probably the day you all have been waiting for. I'm very excited about today. I did a lot of homework in preparation for today's episode. And by the way, I have a super secret list of sites, resources, web locations, URLs for you, just between you and me. In show notes today, there is a request link to a Google Sheet. The only thing that I ask in return is I'm going to ask you for your email address to get access to this Google Sheet. I thought about putting the resources in show notes, but honestly, these change so quickly that I thought it might be better to just put these almost 60 resources on ways to save on your prescription drugs inside a Google Sheet, and then that way I can keep them up to date as well. So if you want in the little secret club, if you want the secret list, you got to go to the link and then request access to the Google Sheet, and then you can have all the goodies, okay? That's just between you and me. Now, so today, our episode focuses on discount cards for prescription drugs. Now, when I say discount cards, that really has multiple connotations. The discount cards that we're going to talk about today are really price shopping sites where you get a discount card that you can go pay cash for your prescription. There are also discount copay savings cards that manufacturers put out there for people that do have insurance, but they have high copays. That copay discount card or coupon card is different than the sites that we're going to talk about today. So I know even couponing is complicated over here in prescription drugs, but I did want to put that out there as a heads up because later on when we start talking about advocacy sites and places that you can get brand drug copay coupons, that's kind of a different little monster. Okay, so for purposes of today's discussion, we're just looking at those discount card sites or discount sites or sites that give you price shopping comparisons based upon what pharmacy you're at and what zip code you're at. Now, when we're in this bucket, I think the granddaddy of them all might be GoodRx. It was one of the first out in the marketplace. However, a lot of insiders are aware of this, but not a lot of outsiders. GoodRx had a divorce, I don't know what to call it, a parting of the ways with one of the major pharmacy chains not too long ago. And so after that breakup, I personally have found when I shop for drugs for my family or friends that the other site that's really big on discounts that's actually better in most instances now, as I publish this in July of 2022, at least in my zip code, is a site called Single Care. And a lot of people don't know single care as well, but I use both just because it depends, I think, on what zip code you're in and which pharmacy you go to as to which site might have the best discount based upon which pharmacies are in their respective networks. Is that the word I want to use? In their respective websites. How about that? Okay, so GoodRx, Single Care, those are the first two that I always start with. Now, that being said, there has been a whole cottage industry, if you will, of other discount cards that have gone into the World Wide Web. They all offer something a little bit different, but they all basically have the same concept with the exception of maybe one or two. So I'm just going to rattle off a couple. You can get the list in the show notes today, get access to it, and then you can see all of them. Another one that I tend to use is Optum Perks, and Optum is United Healthcare's pharmacy benefit manager, and they too have a similar discount card site where you can look at Optum's drugs. They also have other pharmacies that are in their network that they contracted with to look for a better price. Rx Saver is another big one. Rx, and the word saver, S-A-V-E-R, that too is a discount card site. There's probably, I'd say about 20-ish discount card sites that I have on my little spreadsheet for you. They constantly change. So I know, for example, AARP had a prescription discount card site, but Optum Rx powers that. So I'm assuming that if you checked Optum Perks and Optum Rx's AARP site, those prices might be very close, if not the same. And then there's one discount card that I think is really interesting. It's set up a little bit differently. It's called the US Pharmacy Card. And if you go to uspharmacycard.com, you can actually plug in a BIN number and a zip code to get different drug prices based upon the BIN number of your plan or the BIN number of your coupon. I thought that one was kind of cool, kind of a one of a kind. A BIN number, just so you know, every drug coupon that they spit out there will have a BIN number and a PCN number on it. Those are just numbers that help the pharmacies plug in to get access to that particular discount on that particular drug. So that's why you have to use a coupon if you want those special prices. Also, keep in mind that these companies are sitting on a mountain of your data. And so I would caution you, you know, when doing your research and potentially using these, that your data could be out there. You want to cautiously read, you know, what the policies and procedures are of these particular discount cards when they are being used and who gets what kind of data out of it from a privacy perspective. It's the only other thing that I would, you know, caution you against. And I, by the way, don't endorse any of these necessarily. You have to do your own homework and due diligence to figure out what's best for you, what's different. Pricing could be different by zip code as well. And when I do this research for this podcast miniseries, I'm looking at my local, Indianapolis zip codes. I am not looking across the 50 states. I would imagine major metro areas on the coasts, Alaska, Hawaii might be totally differently priced than here in the Midwest. I know this podcast sometimes feels like it's more disclaimers than information, but guys, it's really important that you do your homework in this space because there's all kinds of shenanigans going on. So I'm just here to break through the noise, give you the options, give you the watch outs, and then you still have to go do your homework to find the best fit for you. So again, drug coupons. It's really a big category. There are a couple dozen-ish almost different drug coupon sites or discount cards now. These are discounts, again, based upon all drugs, so brand and generics. I'm not talking today about brand copay coupons or discounts. That's a different monster, and we'll get to that later on. By the way, my little tracker has all of the different mechanisms that we're about to talk about this week as well. So again, be sure to grab that list or permission to see the list over in show notes by clicking on the link if you'd like to check out the spreadsheet. But discount cards, I'm a big fan. You can actually, from your sofa or your bed or wherever you're floating around on the internet, shop from home before you go to any of the pharmacies or most of the chain pharmacies. Now, these discount cards don't have all pharmacies, so that's something else you got to watch out for as well. But you can get a good sense of what the price ranges are based upon looking at these different discount card sites. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with another tip, another day, another tip, another July day, another way for you to save on your prescription drugs. Until then, take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Edutainer Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Albert. Season 6.5, be sure to connect with me over at LinkedIn. I'm at Erin L. Albert there. Or you can connect with us on Twitter. My handle there is Erin L. Albert as well. Be sure, last but not least, to check out my current employer, Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban Cost Plus Drugs. Our website there is costplusdrugs.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.